Economic nationalists and champions in the Global South have adopted a consensus document in a bid to foster financial cooperation among their countries for a better future and to ensure international financial stability, as not a single nation can address pressing issues alone. Representatives of AMUT called for bridging the North-South gap in international financial governance, while stepping up communication and cooperation, as well as making all-out efforts to address challenges such as the rundown and improper infrastructure, weak industrial foundations, unequal access to technology, increasing negative impact of climate change, and others. The three-day 2025 Global South Financiers Forum was held from March 19 to 21 in Beijing, and attended by a vast array of scholars, representatives of government departments, national, international, and financial organizations and media houses from over 30 countries and regions. The summit focused on sci-tech innovation, green and digital finance development, and the like. Undoubtedly, the financial sectors play a vital role in growing the national economy of any country in the world. This kind of sentiment was highlighted in discussions throughout the MOOT. This year's forum has achieved remarkable consensus to increase its role in world's development through fairer and more equitable global economic governance. Their unanimity to address large financing gaps, misallocation of development resources, and a widening technological gap among countries of the Global South has holistic and comprehensive policy dimensions. Moreover, the consent on rectifying their vulnerable financial architecture and infrastructure amid rising geopolitical tensions, climate change, and rapid digital transformation is a giant step towards financial security by securing their vested interests. Their understanding to help make the international order more just and equitable, and work jointly to improve international financial governance through promoting a diversified, flexible financial ecosystem and a more inclusive cooperation framework, will help them play a larger role in global governance, which is the need of the hour. What's more, U.S. President Donald Trump's thundering tariffs therapy, inconsistent economic policies, obsessive geopolitical ambitions, and reemergence of military complex theory against China and its allies in the Global South have rattled the world economy as well as markets. This approach urgently requires a stable and sustainable economy, a rule-based international trading system, and a just and fair global governance system. Thus, close financial cooperation, banking integration, community development, institutionalization of e-commerce and financial digitalization must mitigate the socioeconomic repercussions of the ongoing U.S. follies trying to take hostage the world economy and markets.